Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things that have to do with the internet, but mainly things we just see on the internet. We don't fact check or research anything. Today, my mother is gone, so I am here with a new, brand new co-guest host human. This human taught me how to tie my shoes. This human.
I did?
You did.
Wow.
You tell me.
That's an important thing to learn.
It is. We were next outside the house, in the front yard by the gate.
I remember. Yeah. I remember now that
and
you mentioned
showed
it.
Me the bunnies and you did the whole bunny scheme. And that's why I
took the tree and through the hole there.
Yeah, down the rabbit hole. There we go. Anyway, it's my brother, Christopher.
Yes.
I was going to go on a whole long spiel of who you are.
Oh, you could keep
father of
complimenting
four,
me if you
husband,
wanted.
Husband, magician, YouTuber, guitar maker, new channel maker of gifted guitars. I don't know.
I do a lot of things.
Co-author, script writer, show producer, human being, Christopher Ballinger, everybody. Round of applause.
Thank you. Wow. That felt so coffee shop just then with the snapping of the fingers.
Well, you know, I try and keep it a chill vibe. No,
are you
going
to add sound effects later?
No, that is too much work. Okay. Mom keeps asking me to add sound effects, and I'm like, I just upload it.
Sounds good.
I'm not going to do that.
Sounds good.
All right. So not that you needed to have, but have you listened or seen any of these podcasts?
You know what? I've seen them all.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Get out.
No, I will not.
I did
get
not
out.
Know anyone in the family.
Yeah.
Besides Dad and Andrew.
I learned some dirty secrets about you and Andrew and the kitchen by listening in.
Oh,
see, I've been doing my research. I've been doing my research because
I feel like I've been outed.
I wanted to be the best co-host that your podcast has ever had.
Yeah.
But you've already had Jessica on, so I'm not going to be able to top that one.
She knew more than I ever could.
Yes.
She just, like, she was impressive.
Yes.
Because usually I'm used to mom who just, you know, I don't know who those people are. Okay.
Yeah, I might be more similar to mom, actually.
You know some people.
I know some stuff,
like,
but not a lot.
The only names she knows are, like, Joey Graceffa. Then she knows that Tana is a name, but doesn't care. You know, at least some names.
I know some names.
Christopher, I just found out because I just talked about you with Jessica. You.
So you've done your research too.
I did my research on you.
All right.
She says that you do actually watch a lot of YouTube.
I listen to a lot of YouTube, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And she says you do it when you like edit.
Yeah, I'll have it going in the background when I'm editing. As long as I'm not editing like music.
Well, yeah.
You know,
no,
when I'm
I
putting
do the
music
same
in.
Thing, yeah.
And then, you know, when I'm washing the dishes or cooking a big meal, I'll turn something on and listen to it.
Okay, because for some reason, I can't picture you watching any YouTube.
See, I watch a lot of nerdy stuff.
That's what Jessica said.
There
She's
it is.
Like, I think he watches maybe science nerd politics.
Science nerd
guitars?
Politics, guitars, Disneyland.
So you don't watch, like, Shane Dawson,
I've
like that whole realm. Like,
yeah,
you know who they are.
No, I watched the Jake Paul Shane Dawson.
Didn't
thing.
We all?
And
then
I
after that, all of us.
The Jeffree Star, not the new one, but old one.
Oh, I watched the first episode of the original Jeffree Star. I'm sorry, I'm caught off guard. Is there a chili pepper on your wall?
What?
No, that's a streamer.
That's a a thumbtack with a streamer attached to it.
I straight up thought that was a chili pepper.
From a recent
really
birthday party.
Sorry. That one threw me off. Usually I'm very not distracted about things around me. Okay. Anyway.
There's a lot going on in this house.
I'm at Christopher's house because he has a very pregnant wife and she was about to go into labor within the next month.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want to steal him away to my house, so I thought I'd come here. But this house is very distracting.
It's, well, we're at that stage right now where Jessica's like slowing down a little bit, just getting ready to birth.
Yeah.
And I'm
very ready to birth.
And I'm like doing a million other things. Mm-hmm. So, it's.
And you just started, great timing, just started a second YouTube channel.
I did.
Gifted Guitars.
Yeah, that's been a lot of fun. Yes. I've been wanting to do something like that for a really long time.
The guitars I've seen that you've made, or also in the progress of making, are phenomenal.
Thank you.
And I think the channel's amazing. I'm not allowed to say much. I think I know too much, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut of what I'm allowed to say and what not allowed to say. But Christopher made a channel, Gifted Guitars, where he makes custom guitars for people and gifts them.
Yes.
Okay. There was a really loud, high-pitched noise.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know. It wasn't on my end. This house is distracting.
Sorry. Welcome to my studio.
When I podcasted with Jessica here, you took the children away.
Oh, yeah. We left.
She was like, get out. They're all here, just hidden in rooms.
They're all asleep, hopefully.
No, there's not one, a single one asleep right now.
I think I got two of them to sleep before we started. So.
Which two?
I think Duncan and Parker fell asleep.
Okay, because I saw Bailey about 2 seconds ago. Mm-hmm. She came down to get, quote unquote, some ice.
Yep.
Really, it was to see what we were doing. All right, let's talk about what I've seen on the internet this week.
We're going
to
talk about stuff.
We're going to. Just wanted to intro you a little bit. So the first thing I saw on the internet this week is that Uber's helicopter is now open to all of New York people.
So there's nothing scarier...
So
but
you've read
also,
about this?
No, I saw the headlines.
Okay, yeah.
There's nothing scarier than that prospect, but also something I really want to do.
Yeah, so it's only, I'm sorry, people are like, $200, that's a lot of money.
It's only $200
per person, and they only fly from Manhattan to JFK Airport.
That's fantastic.
I know. It's an 8-minute flight.
It costs you like $100 to take
a car. Yeah. The only flaw is your suitcase has to be small. Like if it's like, you know, business guys who have got a small little suitcase.
I don't know if you've heard of.
Oh my goodness.
4 kids, 1 suitcase.
His entire family can travel in a single suitcase.
A carry-on.
And they all have a backpack.
And we all have a backpack.
But you have a single carry-on. So you could do this.
I could do this.
Very easily.
Yeah.
But I was like, people were like, well, if I ever have $200, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's very cheap because cars are so expensive and it's only 8 minutes.
Oh, wow.
That's like.
So do you have to go through security once you get. Have you looked into this? Do you have to go through security once you get to JFK?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I think it's just they take you probably to a private landing spot. I don't know. What did you call pad? Helipad.
Yeah, a little pad.
A little pad.
Just land on that little pad.
Not the strip, the pad. And there was a noise. There's another child somewhere skewing about. Oh, it's Jessica. She's allowed to. You're pregnant. Go back to bed.
Go back to bed.
But yeah, so I figured they probably land and then a private car probably takes them somewhere or a shuttle. But I would do it.
Yeah,
I would do it.
I don't know if I'd do it every single time, but like if they had that service here in Southern California
Get to Burbank Airport or LAX
quicker, I would jump on that. But since it's $200 per person,
you couldn't do the whole family.
Yeah, for me, it would be tough to bring the whole family because then it would be like $1,200.
I travel by myself. Usually, I'm a little loner, so I'd hop on that flight real quick.
Yeah,
especially since last time I was in New York, I almost vomited in the cab ride from the hotel to the airport.
Now you can vomit in a helicopter.
Well, no, it's because the cab people they don't use AC; they only roll down the windows. But then outside is like 90-degree muggy, 100% humidity, and you're like, "There's no fresh air. I'm dying, and I'm car sick because you're slamming on the gas every 4 seconds and then the brake."
What if the helicopters have the same protocol?
I don't care. It's only 8 minutes.
They just roll down the window. You deal with that mugginess.
You know what? I wouldn't care, honestly, because it's only 8 minutes, and the cab ride's like 40.
Have you ever gone up in a helicopter?
Yeah, in Hawaii.
I love helicopters.
They are so scary, but I love them.
Yeah.
Like you just look over and this guy's just got a tiny little stick. He's just
I sat in the front seat once the co-pilot and I had a little stick. And I was like, why do I have a little stick?
I shouldn't
have this control. I should not be able to reach over and maneuver this vehicle.
No. Oh, you know what? I've been on 2 helicopters, one in Hawaii and then one. And I was in an army helicopter. They flew me from Burbank to.
What?
I did an army thing. I don't know why. like, our manager was like, hey, this army base, it's like a training facility, mm-hmm. flies out people and just to show them how their training goes. And I was like, yeah. So I got to fly in like a huge army chopper and like,
that's really cool.
It was a really cool experience. But yeah, that helicopter, it was like one of those huge ones, like the double propeller things. That did not feel like a helicopter. It was awesome. It felt way more safe.
Like a boat.
Yeah, it felt like a floating boat. Anyway, Uber's helicopter. You can do it now. It's open to the public if you have $200, which apparently people are very upset about, but I thought was very decent.
I mean, it is a lot of money. I'm trying to think, like, you know, the first time I went to New York, I would never, ever even consider it.
I would have walked.
Yeah.
I would have walked.
Are there any strangers here that are going to JFK that can share the cab with me? We'll split it.
We'll split it. Can we pick up a third on the way?
We'll do threesies.
Threesies. In other news, Instagram made a new branded account called @creator. So it's creator. That's the name of the account. And it's to give creators tips and advice on how to make better and more content for Instagram. Mm-hmm. And Instagram announced that they wanted to do this to get people to make more content and stay on Instagram. But they still won't pay people. So they were like, guys, you got to make more content. Here's how you do it. Here's how you succeed. But you're not going to make any money off of it. So that's what they've done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And okay. I'm just like, if you really want content creators, though, I guess like TikTok's taken off and they're not getting any money for it.
I mean, it's a relatively new thing to expect to get paid to make content on social media.
Yes, but I feel like that's why people make content now, is to get paid. Like people realized that's people's goal now. So they're making real content and the goal for them is to get paid. Like obviously the average Joe is just like, here's a picture of my dog. But here's a picture of like something and they're just posting it to show their family and friends. But to a content creator, they're doing it to make money or to become known. Yeah. And so Instagram, I feel like they're on the same thing with TikTok, is like people are going to be on that site to get exposure, but they're not going to put their goods there, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like Vine.
Yeah, that's why Vine died out. Yeah. I feel like that's what's going to happen with TikTok.
Yeah. It's possible.
Yeah.
There used to be, when it was Musical.ly, you had Live.ly, and that would make money.
Yeah, that was a live stream that people could donate to make money, you money.
It also felt weird, like, getting that money, too.
Yes. I have that thing, that same issue with Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's people just have this like donation thing at the bottom and it's just like, you can just donate money to me. I think it's because you and I have the same concept of money. We have to earn it.
Right.
We earn every penny and we feel weird asking people for money.
I feel like I've sort of had a shift in that though, because it feels...
Oh, you're fine with people just giving you money?
No, it's not that. It's,
you don't earn it anymore.
It's not that. It's that I realize that it's a way that some people communicate that way and want to contribute and want to be a part of it. They feel like they're a part of it and they become a part of it. Whoa.
Sorry, my spring. I need to
now
get new things.
Now you're the distracting one in my house. And I think it partially is from like doing the gifted guitars thing. It's like the actual act of giving it at the end is like, that's a huge part of it. For
yeah,
me.
I guess people want to like show support and appreciation and stuff. But I feel bad for the kids who think they need to contribute.
I would never
ask
for it.
Yeah.
I would never say, be sure to like, you know, contribute or be sure to
give me money.
Yeah. Donate.
We happily accept, but don't expect or ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There
you go. It's a wonderful thing when people do it. It's like, it's just really cool that they express themselves in that way. But it is like, it's not something I would ever ask for.
Yeah. It definitely took a while to get used to. I didn't do Lilu for a long time because I just felt uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
But that's all. All right. In other news, did you hear that these three YouTubers, Philip DeFranco, talked about this? Do you watch Philip DeFranco?
I do sometimes.
Okay. I figured he'd be
one of
yours.
But I might not have heard this one.
Three YouTubers did an experiment with their videos to see what would get monetized and what wouldn't. Because you know how like YouTube, you don't understand. Like it just, they just do things.
Uh-huh.
So these three YouTubers did an experiment. And,
do you know who the three YouTubers were?
I had it written down and then I forgot. I had it written down in my phone and then forgot to put it on the computer.
Cool.
So watch Philip DeFranco's video. He says their names.
Okay.
Jessica read the article. What were the names? No, nobody we knew, Jessica says. Wow.
Nobody you knew.
Christopher might know them. But they did a thing, and their main thing, the main focus was how YouTube says they don't discriminate or demonetize the LGBTQ plus community.
Oh, I see.
But the LGBTQ plus community is like, all our videos are constantly demonetized. Mm-hmm. There's no rhyme or reason. There's nothing wrong with the video. It just has like gay, lesbian, or something, some LGBTQ plus name in the title. And YouTube's like, we have no policy against that. We have no policy saying to do that. Our system is learning. But these three YouTubers would upload the exact same video, one with the title with some LGBTQ plus the word in it, and then it would get demonetized, and they would just change that word to like happy, and it would get monetized. And they did this, and there were some words that were fine, but some words that always got monetized, like if it was lesbians with an S, always got demonetized.
Interesting.
But if it was just one lesbian, that's fine. But when you put them together, it's ridiculous. How dare you? So this clearly shows like they are getting targeted. And Philip DeFranco made a point where it was like, while they don't have a policy, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean it's not in the program.
Yeah.
They make, she always says what's her name? The YouTube lady, the CEO, the one that's always in videos. Who is her name? I don't know.
I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. It's that chick.
I feel like I would botch her name if I tried to even
say it. I
want to
say it's Sarah. But that's
sure.
wrong.
Let's go with Sarah.
We'll call her Sarah. She
it's
always
a code
uses
name. Code name Sarah.
She always uses very specific lingo when talking about it. Mm-hmm. And it's very much like her lawyers told her to say, or her publicist said to say these words. So it's acting like you're denying that it's happening, but it's a way around it.
That's kind of how YouTube.
That's how YouTube
is.
Yes.
It's a very vague terminology that when it happens, they're like, well, I didn't technically say
yes.
this or that. It's like,
yeah. So they released a statement being like, oh, sorry, our systems are learning. But I feel like it's been several years of their systems learning. Like, just
the system's trying not to do bigotry. It's working on it.
It's really hard. You know, it's going through some camps.
Okay.
But anyway, so that just kind of proved that like YouTube, you're doing the opposite of what you're saying you're doing. And it's just, it's kind of rough.
Yeah. And that's a slippery slope too.
It
you know,
very like, much a, is.
One thing becomes like not a monetizable thing
yes.
on their platform. And then it's just like.
Yep. It's an issue. And it's, I don't know. It's not going against free speech because they can still put the videos up, but you can't monetize it. So is it I don't know. It's bad. It is a slippery slope.
It's discrimination.
It is. That's what it is. Discrimination. Yeah. I couldn't figure out the word. All right. We're going to talk about someone in Florida.
Oh, I love Florida and talking about the people there.
There was a dude in Florida cutting the brakes to Lime scooters.
To what scooters?
The Lime. Oh my God, you don't live in the heart of LA. Lime scooters.
Oh, is it like a
those
a
electric
scooters?
Yeah,
of
the
thing?
Electric. Have you okay. ever ridden one?
I have not.
I tried.
I didn't know what it was called, but I ride them all the time.
Well, you could have ridden a different type. There was one sitting outside my house, and I got really excited, and Matt was like, "Go ride it." And then I realized you had to download the app, put in your driver's license info, and I was like, "Too much work." We're back inside.
That's where you draw the line.
Having to download the app was enough. I downloaded it. Let me ride the freaking scooter. I was like, I'm not going inside.
So he's cutting the brakes?
He was cutting the brakes, and he was arrested, and he apparently tampered with over 100 electric scooters in Florida. And the police don't know if anyone was hurt because of it. Like, there was no one, like, reporting any injuries, but they're going to take all of those. They're, like, obviously going to take the scooters and fix them. But they're like, we don't know if anyone was hurt because of it, but he was just straight up cutting the brakes. He had a pair of gloves and some wire cutters, and he's just going around cutting brakes off the scooters.
That's so messed up.
Yeah, because those things can get up to like 30 miles per hour.
I thought this was going to be one of those fun Florida people stories. Like the guy tried to use balloons to float his house into Disney World because he saw the movie Up and decided that'd be a good way to bypass the ticket prices.
Christopher.
But then you went... You
the
went,
things you think. Have you thought about doing this?
No. Not recently.
Not recently. Where'd you think you were going to land, buddy?
Disney World.
Parking lot.
No, definitely past ticketing.
Okay. Just down Main Street?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, goodness. I guess it wasn't that. You know what? It is a funny story, though.
Okay.
a Scottish whiskey maker made these capsules from seaweed filled with cocktails for London's Cocktail Week.
It's the Tide Pod of drinking.
Yes, that the internet was like, these are Tide Pods. These are the Tide Pods we've been wanting. These are it, guys. And they're just filled with alcohol.
Where's he from?
It's in, it just said he was a Scottish whiskey maker.
Oh, okay, so it's Scotch.
Well, he's no, it's cocktails. Scotch.
Okay.
Oh, Jessica's yelling something.
What is she saying? Glenlivet?
Glenlivet.
That's like good Scotch. What are they doing putting it in Tide Pods?
Well, it's for London's Cocktail Week. So he was making cocktails, and so he didn't have to use a glass. I don't know why, but the internet was just like, you stole the part of the internet we didn't want to bring back up, but you stole our Tide Pod idea. Remember when we were all eating Tide? Well, I didn't eat a Tide Pod.
I didn't eat a Tide Pod.
But people were eating Tide Pods.
I remember people doing it, and me as an adult person going, what are you? Stop it.
I wasn't even that adult of a person, and I was saying, stop it.
The dad in me just became like, no, what are you doing?
The human that wants to live in me is like, stop eating those. How many people actually ate them? Or was it just like a fad that people joked about? How many people actually ate them?
I saw a handful of people that like, I don't know if they actually ate them, but they'd like bite into them and then spit it all out. Yeah. Because it's gross.
Well, yeah, it's soap in your mouth. That used to be a punishment back in the day.
So is this so that the Scotch drinkers don't have to have a cup? Is that what it is? So it's like,
it's to sample cocktails without having to like waste a cup. So it's like, what does this taste like? Well, here's a Tide Pod. Figure it out. And then they go, oh, that tastes delicious. I want this. So it's like it's taking a sip without wasting a glass.
That's nice. It's good for the environment.
Yeah. A little eco-friendly whiskey maker over here. You messed up my segue, though, because I want to go talk about the Tide Pods again.
Okay. Let's talk about the Tide Pods.
You shouldn't eat Tide Pods, but you know what you should eat?
What should you eat, Rachel?
HelloFresh! Okay. That leads us to our sponsor today, HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit where you can get easy, seasonal recipes and pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door. All you have to do is cook it and then eat it. It doesn't matter how little or how much experience you have in the kitchen, which is true because I have no experience in the kitchen other than making eggs or grilled cheese, which, by the way, Christopher was the person that taught me, you know you can use oil to make a grilled cheese and not butter. You taught me that. There you go.
I taught you everything that was important.
But Christopher has some experience in the kitchen. I don't. So this actually works really, really well for me because their recipes are step-by-step. They have pictures and they have pre-measured ingredients. And it only takes about 30 minutes to prepare and cook each meal. It's a great way to break out of your dinner rut or whatever. You know how you just eat the same thing over and over again and you're like, I wish there was a new food. Well, it's the food that's always existed, but a fun new way to create it and just different options. Because HelloFresh has over 20 seasonal chefs curating recipes each week. And the whole thing is super flexible. You can add on, you can change delivery days, food preferences, or skip a week whenever you need. And if you use the promo code ALLTHINGSINTERNET80, when you sign up, you can get $80 off your first month of HelloFresh. So go to HelloFresh.com/ALLTHINGSINTERNET80 now. So that's HelloFresh.com/ALLTHINGSINTERNET and then 80 to get $80 off. So that's like
a good deal.
It is.
That's a good deal.
And it's like receiving 8 free meals or $20 off your first 4 boxes. So there you go. Get some HelloFresh, get some new foods in your mouth, get some easy to make delicious foods in your tummy. All right, let's move on to the next thing.
If you cook it for someone else, you impress them.
That's true, because they're going to be like, oh man, you did this so quick. You must be so good at this. It tastes delicious. And you're like, yep, you need to hide the boxes.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, that was all me. Did it myself.
I made this. There's no shame in that.
No, there
Even
isn't.
With the boxes. I made it.
It's like, because it gives you a new recipe to work with, too. Mm-hmm. And like, if you like it, you can recreate it on your own.
Good stuff.
It's a good business. Better than eating Tide Pods, y'all.
Don't do it.
Don't eat Tide
Pods. Don't do the Tide Pod thing.
If you're of age, you can eat the cocktail ones if you're at London Cocktail Week, though. They're made of seaweed and alcohol. Do you know what the Disney streaming platform?
The Disney Plus, is that what it's called?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I know some things about it. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to The Mandalorian.
I have no idea what word you just said.
It just looks really good, Rachel. It looks like a good show.
Oh, it's a show. I thought you were trying to talk about like the Back to the Future car or something.
No, that's the DeLorean.
That's the DeLorean.
The Mandalorian is...
I was like, I know that's not the name, but that's what it sounds like.
Do you know who Boba Fett is?
No. Okay, that's a drink.
This is a really fun conversation.
This is... My entire microphone just fell off your counter. This is what it's like podcasting with mom. You're like, do you know this? No. Okay.
I'm you now.
Yeah. I've reversed it. Anyway, Disney, it's their streaming platform launches November 12th, but they just announced that they are banning all ads from Netflix. So Netflix is not allowed to put ads on the Disney streaming platform, which I'm like, I guess that makes sense, but to announce the ban?
Yeah, the announcement is the weird part.
Yeah, because I'm
it?
Like, I've never seen an ad for Netflix on Hulu or vice versa, but I've also never seen any of either of them announce like, we refuse. It just kind of seemed like, Disney, calm down, man.
Don't put it in writing. Just like
just discreet.
Just talk amongst yourselves.
Just don't accept a deal from them. It's not that big a deal. I don't know. I thought the whole thing was weird. Like, obviously it makes sense, but like, I didn't understand why the announcement happened. Speaking of stupidity, the stupidest lawsuit to ever exist now exists. I thought the stupidest lawsuit in the world was when people spill hot things on themselves and then try and sue the company that gave them the hot thing. That's my favorite kind of lawsuit. Like, you gave me this hot coffee that I spilled it on myself. How dare you?
Your fault, for sure.
Not my fault for trying to drive a coffee in my lap. Anyway, this one. Okay, so I don't own the new iPhone. I still have an iPhone with a round button on it. But the newer iPhones, it's all screen and there's a tiny little bar that goes across the bottom. Okay? So it's like full screen and then like, a quarter of an inch up, this tiny little line. It's called something. I don't care.
You should start a tech channel.
I should. But these people are trying to sue Apple because Apple is counting the pixels in their dimensions. They're like, the pixels are this much by this much, but they're counting the pixels at that where that bar is. So there's not actually that many pixels. So these people are trying to sue them, saying that they are false advertising and they aren't actually giving as many pixels as they say because there's the notch. That's what it's called. The notch is in the way. And a judge said, no one cares about that.
I love this judge. Whoever this is my new hero.
These people have been trying to get this lawsuit going for apparently a while now. Like ever since like the bar, even like it's just like even a picture of the bar came out and they're like, and Apple was like, we just told you the dimensions of the screen. We never said anything else. And they're all like, you said the notch is there. And a judge literally said, I don't think anyone in America cares about the notch. And that was it. It's like, you're so done.
They really got stuck on that bar. I wonder if their lawyer passed the bar.
Christopher!
Oh, gotta slip a dad joke in there somewhere.
Someone asked me for you to tell a dad joke, and I didn't want to put you on the spot.
That's the best I can guarantee. I'll say.
Well, I figured now that I've said that, you're gonna try and figure out more.
No.
No. Okay.
I just naturally try and figure out more. It's not a choice any of us have.
No, it's not. It never turns off. It's just constant.
Yep.
How do you feel about self-driving cars?
Autonomous driving cars? Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that word. I said self-driving.
I think that it's an interesting concept. I feel like, I could probably go on for a while about this. Are you sure
go
you want
for
me
it.
To?
Yeah.
So I feel like, it would be an amazing thing if everyone used it and it was like an Uber style thing and we no longer had cars.
So you don't want to drive a car anymore?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Oh. I'm saying that's what would make that work.
Oh, that's the only way it would work.
I feel like self-driving cars, because there's a human element and humans make mistakes, I feel like a robot's not going to be able to like manage what the weird things that we do on the road driving alongside of us. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if it was like a system that was in place where all the cars communicated with each other. Sorry, I just hit your microphone.
No, it's fine.
That's a human error. The microphone could not handle it.
What is the movie? I, Robot with Will Smith?
There's a lot of movies.
With robots and Will Smith. There's one where that ISAT system does take place, where all of the cars, and they're going like 300 miles per hour on the freeway because they're all the cars are driving themselves and communicating with each other.
Yes.
And I agree that's the only way that
But
that
I don't
would work.
Think that would work in this country at all because how much we like our cars.
Yes. And how much we're all kind of control freaks when you boil down to it.
Yeah.
Well, AAA did a test.
Okay.
And they said cars on the road with other cars, the self-driving cars, usually do just fine. Like, same amount of accidents as if it were a human driving, okay? But where they cannot figure out how to fix the cars is when it comes to a pedestrian walking in front of the car. And a few people have died. For some reason in Arizona is always where they die.
Maybe that's where they
they're testing their cars. Yeah, that's where they legalize testing. So AAA did a test, and 60% of the time, the car would hit the pedestrian. They have these dummies. It's actually kind of fascinating to watch these dummies. Like, there looks like a real person walking across the street, and all of a sudden they explode like a dummy does. And I was like, oh, goodness.
They explode?
Well, the top half and the bottom half just come apart.
Just like a real human.
But it was very fascinating to watch. But 60% of the time, the car hit the pedestrian when the pedestrian was like walking.
It's like aiming at that point.
I know. But what's worse is when it hit a kid dummy 89% of the time.
Wow.
So kids have no chance against these self-driving cars.
These robots are trying to take out the younger generation.
They are. It's iRobot all over again. Guys, listen. Oh, my kid.
Oh, no.
The camera. No. Hold on. I'll pause. Okay, we're back. Anyway, so I am against self-driving cars now because there's been so many times where people just cross the road or you start crossing your road because you're like, think the car's going to stop for you.
Well, at this point, it's save the children.
Save the children. Like,
it's not anti-autonomous cars. It's save the children. 80% of them at least.
89% please. All of them. I want to save them all. Yeah, so I'm not a huge fan of this. And then no one can figure out how to fix it.
Just drive in tunnels.
There you go. Wait. Flying cars. Back to the DeLorean.
Okay. Yeah. We've been promised that since the 50s. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
We have been promised hoverboards.
Yeah.
I want a hoverboard, darn it. We had those.
The closest thing we've had are those things that the Viners were on at VidCon that one year.
They just started exploding on people. They just started catching
they
fire.
They started exploding like pedestrian dummies.
Oh, seriously, watch the video of the pedestrian dummies. It's like doodly, like weird, like gangly walking, and all of a sudden they're in like six pieces. It's terrible. All right, the last bit of news I have now is that HBO Max, which I didn't know HBO Max was a thing. I just thought it was like HBO and HBO Go. There are so many streaming sites. I don't know what anything is. What?
Oh, it's just like if you add like Max or Pro or Plus at the end of something, you can charge for that thing now.
Yes.
Like, this is a new thing.
Genuinely what it is. But anyway, they locked down exclusive access to the newest Sesame Street episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a thing on Twitter, and everyone was like, Sesame Street's supposed to be for like every kid and be on public whatever it's access show movie. What is that? PBS.
Didn't they buy the rights to this like years and years and years ago?
Yes, and for some reason this article is going around being like, kids aren't going to be able to watch Sesame Street anymore. And people are like, this has been for years.
Yeah.
They just air the episodes way later on PBS. So
it's still on PBS.
It's still on PBS. But it's just like
you get your,
9 months afterwards.
Your current Sesame Street fix. You got to go to the HBO source.
I need to know what the letter of the day is.
Today is brought to you by the word Max. Put it at the end of something.
And you can charge people more money for it. I did not. Honestly, there are too many streaming sites.
Yeah, it's becoming something that the internet was supposed to fix.
Yeah.
Like the internet was at one point, it was like, oh, you can go to this one place and get everything.
Yeah.
And pay this one price for it. And now it's becoming this a la carte sort of thing where you're actually paying more now.
Yeah. And you
get
know
the shows that you want
in
online.
In 10 years, there's going to be one company that goes, well, if you pay us like $50 a month, we'll give you all of those streaming sites in one spot. So it's just going to be cable all over again.
Yeah. We're slowly going towards cable again.
We are going in a circle. That's all. Okay. It's time for games.
Okay.
You are not good at... you're good at speaking. I was going to say, we're going to tongue twisters.
I is great at speaking.
I agree.
I had a great speaking person.
I should have brought Mad Gab. We're going to play Tongue Twisters. So I don't know how you are at Tongue Twisters.
Well, we'll find out, I guess.
Have you ever done them?
So I read Dr. Seuss books every night.
Oh, no, he does. He's going to dominate me.
But Tongue Twisters, I get tongue-tied.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah,
that's tongue-tied. That's a word, right?
Yeah, were you stressing because that's also something that babies get and they can't nurse?
It's that, and then it's also like not being able to speak.
That's cats got your tongue from what? Wait, what were you gonna say? What? I feel like you're gonna say from being drunk or
that's
something.
That's bee stung your tonsil is what that is.
Cats got your tongue. That is a saying.
It is.
How dare you?
What's the matter? Cats got your tongue.
Yeah, I was about to be like, you are old. You know, you are my eldest brother. You know what this is. All right, so. I want you to say the first one. You can pick any of these. I got it.
No,
I screenshot
you give
it.
Me one. You give me one.
I'll give you one. All right. I want the one at the top. One at the top. It's one line.
Tom threw Tim 3 thumbtacks.
Say it fast.
Tom threw Tim 3 thumbtacks.
Dang it. Let me say it. Tom threw Tim 3 tongue.
What's the matter? Cat's got your tongue?
Shush. Hold on. He threw 3 free throws. He threw 3 free throws. I can't even say free throws on the daily. Like, I play basketball. I was like, yeah, shoot you for those. just 2 words
for me. You got to practice.
He threw 3 free throws.
Yes, he did. As a matter of a fact.
You say it. He threw 3 free throws.
I won't be able to now that you've said it so wrong so many times.
Oh my God,
he threw 3 free. That was a crash and burn.
Cat's got your tongue. Willie's really weird. Nope, weary. I wanted to say weird because it would be easier. Willie's really weary.
The name Willie is like, it's
I don't like it. It's a bad name. Please don't ever name your children that.
Well, I got to talk to Jess. We got to change the name of the
kid. No. Because Willie's going to be really weary.
Willie's really weary.
You know, it's just the word Willie that's tripping me up. We're going on the next one. So this is the sushi chef. Yeah, you eat sushi a lot. You know.
And I say that every time I come in. I
go, this is the sushi chef.
So this is the sushi chef.
4 fine fresh fish for you.
4 fine fresh fish for you.
Yeah, that one wasn't that bad. If I can do it, anyone can.
It definitely gave me the confidence.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she was fine with it. If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose?
If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose?
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Correct. Okay. I think we finally got our tongues untied.
I banished the cat from a tongue.
Take that, cat. I think Wayne went to Wales to watch walruses. That's a fun word.
So here's a tough one to say.
A walrus. Oh, dang. A walrus with whiskers.
Always lisps. Wait, how does it go?
That's not a word.
No, there's lisps.
Well, like if you have a lisp, but why would a walrus with whiskers lisp?
I forgot. I wish I had it memorized.
I hate when they're tongue twisters that don't mean anything.
Oh, say, can you say is the most difficult. Oh, say, can you say is the most difficult Dr. Seuss book. And there's a walrus one. And it is.
Does he have whiskers?
Every time. He has whiskers and he whispers.
Oh,
through wet, soft, wet whiskers. It's really...
Ew! I don't want to picture these books.
Part of it's the visual, and part of it's the like actual letters that you have to pronounce.
I hate it. All right. You think you crushed me on the tongue twisters, but you've had Dr. Seuss help.
I don't think I crushed you.
I think you did better.
I think the cat that got your tongue won the whole game.
Did he have both our tongues? Because that's talent. How would a cat get your tongue? Would he have his claw or his mouth? Would he bite it or claw it?
It's above my pay grade.
All right, we're going to move on to some questions. I asked you guys to ask us questions via Twitter, podcast ATI. Colleen's Kitty. Mm-hmm. You guys
got
my
tongue.
Got my tongue. You know what I love is my mom saying the screen names for people because I'll just read their name, but she'll go into like Colleen's kitty lover one Sean Mendez 543 hearts.
Oh, she puts all the little extras.
She does all the little extras.
She throws the max on there.
She throws the max pro plus. Anyway, do you guys know what you're being for Halloween? Do you?
A dad of five children.
Oh, goodness gracious.
He's due on Halloween.
And
so.
You don't have an outfit picked out for him. Yeah, Christopher.
He's a baby. What? Jessica's yelling from the other room.
What? Jessica has a costume picked out. What you are not involved.
What is it?
It's a secret.
From me, his dad.
You just don't.
Probably embarrassing.
This is a need to know thing. This is a need to know basis.
Bailey really wants us to be like Harry Potter people. So I would be Snape in that.
What would the new baby be? The golden, what is it? The golden snitch? Yeah, just a little ball, paint him gold.
Duncan really wants to be Dobby, the house elf.
Yes.
And that's an easy costume, isn't it? It's just like
a pillowcase. He kind of walks like it. So I'm walking around in his diaper today and he's just kind of walking, like, flopping about.
You're thinking of the meme where he like starts stretching out.
Please, I need that. I don't know what I'm going to be. I'm going to try and do a... Well, I'm hoping Jessica goes into labor on Halloween so I don't have to do anything. But I will take a picture in a thruple costume with my dogs. A trio. It's a thruple.
If Jessica goes into labor on Halloween...
That's Halloween labor.
Will you bring a bowl of bite-sized candies so we can pass it out to trick-or-treaters if they happen by the...
100%.
Just in case we get any in our room?
Yes. We'll go to the kids' area and, like, you know, the kids that are there, we'll give them candy.
Okay.
So, Jessica, I know she can hear me. Go to labor on Halloween. We have plans.
It's a party.
It's a party. We have party plans. Raina says, what was your passion before you started YouTube?
Me?
Yeah.
Are you going to say?
We both answer the question, okay. But you're the guest, so you go first.
So I guess, I mean, my passion has always been my family.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. Business-wise.
Business-wise? Oh, I was a magician.
Yes. So Christopher and I worked together.
I feel like you were leading the witness. You were just like, no, what was the real one?
That's not what I want.
Say the thing that's in my brain.
I wanted to be a cop, but Christopher and I worked at a magic place together. What is it called?
You were living my dream.
I was living your dream. I built magic tricks that Christopher invented.
Yeah.
That was a weird thing.
A very specific job.
Very specific. I don't think I could use that talent anywhere else.
We made a lot of videos together too.
We did.
We've
always been a video family.
I would like to make a video where we watch those old videos together.
I'd be down because I know there were so many times where we'd be filming and you'd have to do a trick about 10 times.
No,
and
I never
you
messed
would
up.
Get so frustrated. And I would just be standing around like, I want to go get lunch. I want to go get a coffee. Because we would always film right before we were going to go do a break. Because you'd be like, okay, go. Yeah, we're done with the orders. Great. Let's go film this thing real quick. And then I'd have to sit there. You'd white balance it. And then you'd have to stand there and be like, oh, wait, hold on. I have to set it up. You'd like, turn around.
That job was really tough because I would learn like five new magic tricks a week.
Yeah.
And then shoot those magic tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And the camera, you can't use misdirection on a camera.
No.
So I had to get it perfect.
Yes.
It was really hard.
Yeah. And so there were some times where I was like, I was at this next to you and I could totally see what was going on. But I was just like, yeah, I'm going to act like I have no idea what's happening.
I got you a couple times.
There was a few times.
There were a few tricks where you were like, wow, that was really cool.
Yeah. They were like genuine reactions. And you could tell they were genuine because they were super toned down. And it was me just being like,
they were not good reactions.
Wait a second. It was me trying to figure out what happened.
And in my head, I was like, yes, I did it. I did it right. And you're like,
just deadpan.
Like, no, just shout and scream and be excited. I did the thing. It was great.
So that's what we always did. Ashley asked, do you guys already have a baby name picked out? I don't know if you do or not. You don't have to say
it is. We don't.
Have you narrowed it down?
We've narrowed it down, but we're still not 100%. So
are you just going to wait till it's birthed and
We want to have a name before Jessica goes into labor.
Well, you're running out of time.
Announce it as well.
You're running out of time, bro.
I know. We're working on it.
All right. I'm just saying.
You can't rush these things, Rachel.
You can. It's possible to rush. Just won't. Maybe not the outcome you want.
Okay.
Dehana says, Chris, who's the next guitar for?
Oh, I can't. I don't think I can say. I can't say. I can say the next guitar will be Halloween themed.
Ah, I've seen it. It is nice.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I shoot them like way in advance. People are, I get a lot of comments that are like, how does Colleen not know that you're doing this if you're posting it on YouTube? And I'm like, I shot this like months ago. Like,
yeah. You're on your fourth guitar, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You've completed two and you're in the middle of two.
I'm in the middle of two. Yeah.
Yeah. So don't worry. They're coming. He just takes his sweet time posting about
it. And I like to surprise people. Some people I'm surprising. Some people I'm not. But being that far ahead helps me surprise people.
Yes.
With it.
That's true. All right. Then Sarah says, I loved Colleen's guitar. How many weeks did it take to finish it? How long does it take you to do a guitar?
That one took about a month to do, but it was in little like bursts of activity.
He's kind of busy.
Yeah. Most of the work on the guitars happens after the kids go to bed on nights when I don't have a lot of editing to do.
So tonight he should be working on guitar, but I stole him to podcast and set.
And then I'll be editing tonight. So yes. No extra guitar work for me today. But and certain things, like, you have to wait for it to finish. So like if I put like a sealant on the guitar, I have to wait for that sealant to cure before I can do something else.
Yeah.
And the lacquer takes like 10 days minimum to cure. So it's,
I always hate that when I'm doing a project and like the paint's like, you have to wait a couple hours before you do the second coat. I'm like, no.
And with a guitar,
I want to do it now.
Right. It's so hard. And with a guitar too, it's like, I don't know if the end result is even going to be worth it. Is if it's even going to work.
Yeah.
Because I don't get to really wire it up and like play it and like fine tune it until after it's cured and after I've lacquered it and done all the sanding.
Goodness gracious, this sounds like just, I wouldn't have the patience for it.
Yeah. Luckily, when I put it in video form, it goes a lot quicker.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for editing.
So you guys can watch it. Thank you for that. You don't have to watch it in real time.
Millie wants to know, are you guys going to any of Colleen's shows? I am planning, but not confirming, I will be at the Santa Barbara and Long Beach shows. And I have a feeling you guys might be in the same boat as me.
I am going to have a new baby soon, so I don't know what that will
mean. Jessica's calling your name.
What?
Oh, Jessica says they're in the same boat as me. We should have hooked up a microphone to go all the way up to Jessica's room so she could be a part of this. She'd appreciate it. That's what she says.
She is the best like guest host that you've ever had on the thing, I think.
Jessica can talk to anyone about anything for any length of time.
I think she's so good at Twitch. Because of that.
Yes.
She goes on Twitch and she can just talk and she has to stop herself because she would just keep talking.
No, she would just keep going.
She's got things to talk about and it's entertaining the whole time.
Yeah. She doesn't miss a beat. She just keeps going. Kat wants to know if we're going to do Vlogmas this year.
Yeah, that's my plan.
Okay. I don't know because you're having a new baby, so I don't know.
Well, we're going to have a new baby, but I Vlogmas to me is mostly about the memories.
Yes.
And I would want the memories of the new baby. So if I have the capability of recording stuff, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I'll be able to make every single day with the editing.
Yeah.
But I'll be recording every day.
I give myself Saturdays off and I live stream on some sort of platform.
Oh, that's good.
So I have a day to catch up or breathe if I need to. And then the last question, Amanda says, what did you find happiness in this week? Christopher, did you find happiness in anything?
I found happiness in all sorts of stuff.
Well, just give us one example. I know.
It's so difficult because I really genuinely, and I'm being genuine here about this, is that I try and find happiness, if I remember to do it, I try and find happiness in everything that I'm doing or that is happening in my life.
Yeah, we're a happy family.
And so that's, so I've, everything.
Okay.
Jessica, I think, gives me the most happiness.
Okay, so your answer is Jessica.
But my kids made me happy.
I found happiness in your kids this week. I went to Dave and Buster's with Jake and Parker. And
they had so much fun.
I was about to call you. I don't know why I was going to call you a loser for missing out on it. And I was like, wow, Rachel, the way to turn a question about finding happiness into insulting your brother.
We did so good throughout this podcast. We didn't yell at each other. We were just very, very civil. And then just
at the end, I just had to jab you at something. You didn't get to hang out with me. Anyway, I had fun with your kids. They were great.
They had fun too.
They had a lot of fun hanging out with them. It was hilarious. We went to Dave & Buster's and we were there till like 10:30 and they made an announcement. They kept making announcements. At 10, it's 21 and older, so all kids have to leave. The panic those two children had. They're like,
oh, both of them, yeah. Or just Jacob?
No, it was more Parker.
Oh, really?
He's like, am I going to have to stand outside and wait for you guys?
Are you guys going to finish or are you going to stay here longer?
And we were like waiting for our check because we got some food and we were like, "Don't, you're fine, buddy." They're like, but we have to leave. It's 10 o'clock. It's like, just chill, dudes. I thought it was hilarious. So I got happiness in your children's panic.
Happy to be of service.
So that's all of the questions, games, and topics I have planned out today. Again, thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring this. Christopher, do you have anything you'd like to say, announce, talk about?
I'm sad that this is ending because I had a lot of fun and yeah. would like to do it again.
You are more than welcome to.
All right. Do I need to plug things? Is that what
yeah?
I
go
do
ahead,
at the
plug yourself.
Okay, so I have Ballinger Family on the YouTubes.
Uh huh. Where he vlogs and does videos with his family.
And then Gifted Guitars is my other channel where I build custom guitars for people based on their personalities.
It's really cool. Check it out. Also follow him on Instagram, Twitch, and Twitter. And then also his wife, and she's very pregnant.
She's very pregnant.
Say that again.
Pretty and a, just an all around wonderful person who yells from the other room when she doesn't have a microphone.
And you guys have no idea what she's saying. She could be yelling right now, and you'd have no idea. All right, we love you guys. See you next time on All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.